Middlesex Association for the Blind, supporting people with sight loss since 1922. Outlook Magazine, Autumn Winter Edition, 2025 to 2026, covering Barnet, Brent, Ealing, Enfield, Haringey, Harrow, Hillingdon, Hounslow and Richmond. This free MAB Outlook magazine is produced in print, braille, USB and email. Registered charity number 207007. Mission statement. The Middlesex Association for the Blind aims to support people who are blind or partially sighted to lead independent lives. The association achieves this through the local provision and delivery of a range of high-quality services, advice and information to people across 9 London boroughs. Contents. Message from our CEO, Valerie Hill. Donations, wills and legacies. Thank you for your donations. Braille Bliss, Braille greeting cards. Testimonials, home visiting services. Testimonials, IT, digital and counselling services. Volunteers needed. MAB services and news. Envision, navigating the internet. Volunteering with MAB. Testimonial, employment services. Volunteer recognition scheme. Other news, testimonials from family members. Haringey VIP social club tribute. Humanware intelligent solutions. What's on at Yedding Library, Hillingdon? British Wireless for the Blind Fund. RNIB Eye Care Liaison Officers, ECLOS. IT and Digital Training Services. iMatter Information. A Clear Vision to Employment. MAB Board of Trustees. Inner Vision Orchestra. Seeables Holidays for the Blind and Partially Sighted. Alstom's presentation at Barnet VIP Social Club, MAB VIP Social Clubs, contact numbers, contributing to Outlook, and thank you. Message from our CEO, Valerie Hill. I hope you all enjoyed a restful festive season. As we embrace 2026, I reflect with gratitude on the remarkable year that has passed. Throughout 2025, our social clubs flourished in all 9 boroughs, creating vital spaces for connection and community. We have been heartened by wonderful new volunteer interest. Each person brings fresh energy and dedication that enriches our service users' lives. I'm also pleased to welcome new team members whose commitment to outstanding service is evident daily. To our supporters, individual donors, local authorities, trusts and philanthropies, your generosity enables us to reach more people than ever before. Without you, MAB could not support the hundreds who depend on our services. To our dedicated staff, volunteers and advocates, you remain the heart of everything we achieve. Your unwavering commitment transforms lives daily. As we look forward to the year ahead, I am optimistic for what we will accomplish together. The new year brings fresh possibilities to make a profound difference in the lives of those we serve. With heartfelt thanks and very best wishes for 2026, Valerie. Donations, wills and legacies. A tribute to John Wilshire. Rest in peace, 27th of June, 2024. At MAB, we were saddened to learn that John Wilshire passed away on the 27th of June, 2024. John has been an MAB service user for many years. He had the charismatic ability to connect with everyone he met, which obviously included MAB staff who all enjoyed visiting and supporting him. John was born without sight and attended a special school called Dorton House in Sevenoaks, Kent. He was not only a brilliant piano tuner, but later in life, with the advancement of technology, he also became an expert. His brother Anthony describes him as an independent man with a strong character who didn't take fools lightly. A staff member at MAB had reason to phone him in 2022, and in their conversation he mentioned that he was leaving a gift in his will to MAB. "You're not going to get this yet though," he added. "I'm not planning to die soon." They both had a good laugh at his honesty, and our staff member remembers appreciating and admiring his intentions to keep living life to the full, despite having to get himself to hospital 3 times a week for kidney dialysis. John has been exceptionally generous to us at MAB by leaving us a discretionary gift in his will. We are thankful to Anthony Wilshire and Eleanor Keach, John and Anthony's cousin, for ensuring that we receive this gift. Like John, I know that none of us are planning to die soon, but it doesn't mean that we shouldn't make preparations for that day that will come to us all. If you do not yet have a will drawn up and you would like to make use of our free will writing service, you can either phone us to hear more on 020 8423 5141 or you can phone Octopus Legacy directly on 020 4525 3605. Use the code MABFREE and you will not be charged. If you wish Octopus Legacy to visit you in person, they will send a solicitor to your home to draw up the will. All that we ask is that, like John Wilshire, you consider leaving us a gift in your will. We are a charity that is entirely dependent on grants, gifts and donations to be able to do the work that we do supporting people with visual impairment. Please note that while the will is drawn up for free, if you need any other documents drawn up like a power of attorney, you will need to pay for that. Donations welcome. Thank you for supporting us. With your financial gift, we can help people who need us. Losing sight can be terrifying and anxiety-provoking. With your help, we can enable people who have a visual impairment to maintain their independence and regain their mental well-being. Call 020 8423 5141 to donate by phone. Go to www.aftb.org.uk to donate online. Braille Bliss, Braille greeting cards. The link to Kerry's online shop is braillebliss.etsy.com. Donations to be made from sales go to Guide Dog UK. Home visiting services by Louise Martin in Richmond, Rita Shah in Brent and Ruth Gaskin in Enfield. Service user testimonial from Roy, London Borough of Richmond. It's so good to be able to talk things through with a support worker. It stops me from feeling helpless. Louise has been very helpful and understanding. Trying to get anyone on the phone to help you is impossible these days, and Louise has a lot more patience than I have. She's helped to overcome the barriers that people put up on the phone, and she's been able to liaise between me and the institutions that I need to phone in order to get things done. Service user testimonial from Anna in the London Borough of Richmond. Anna lost her husband 3 months ago. She has many health issues that she has struggled with over the past 20 years, and she was not expecting to live as long as she has. The MAB support workers have been encouraging Anna to join the monthly VIP club, and she is hoping to sort out her vertigo and balance challenges so that she could do so. In the meantime, she has nothing but praise for Louise, her support worker. She says, "She came to my place to talk to me. She is ever so lovely. It makes such a difference how people talk to you when you're in the state that I'm in. So many complicated health conditions, and then on top of that, to have lost my husband so recently. The way she spoke, the way she attended to me, anyone who is stressed, blind and lost needs someone like Louise to be there for them. She listened to me and asked if there was anything that I needed. She bought me a calendar and she has put me in touch with someone who bought me spectacles that I needed to keep the glare away. She's been so helpful for me." Service user testimonial from Patrick, London Borough of Enfield. "I've had volunteers from MAB for over 10 years now, and they have all been absolutely brilliant. I can also not speak highly enough of Ruth, the Enfield support worker. I've been having big problems with my blue badge and my freedom pass, and Ruth has helped me to overcome these. It took Ruth 8 months to persuade me to leave my house and to come to the MAB and Enfield Vision Drop-In Centre. I was hard work, and once I was there, I thought what a waste of time it was that I didn't go earlier. Ruth has now started up our own MAB VIP social club since the drop-in centre has closed and I'm sold on going to it. It is a fantastic place to meet people and to learn new things. I really appreciated the little things that Ruth did to orientate me physically to the building, where the steps were, where the slope was, and how to get through the double doors. I hope I remember all of this for next time. And then once I was there, I learnt so much from Sharam, another service user, about technology that can help me as a person with visual impairment. It was incredible to see him holding up the phone and moving it around the table, and to hear how Gemini described everything it could see. It said, "Patrick is to your left, and he is dark-skinned, wearing a blue shirt and holding a cup of tea." It then went on to describe Ruth and the other volunteer. Sharam had a look at my phone and said, "You don't use this, and this, and this." And then he showed me how to use a number of apps that will make a big difference in my life. Ruth is also going to bring someone to the club who is going to talk to us about how to stay safe online. The club was both a place that allowed me to make social connections and to meet people, and also a place where I learn an enormous amount about technology. I will definitely keep going to the monthly club. Service user testimonial, Kathleen, from the London Borough of Brent. Rita, support worker, is marvellous, simply marvellous. My eyes are pretty bad. The cataracts are gone, but I still have retinopathy, which won't go away. If I drop something and I cannot bend down to pick it up, Rita will pick it up for me. If I need something done in the kitchen, when I go back in again, it is done. She is splendid, and she is so friendly and so nice. I couldn't go back to not expecting her visits. I don't know how I would cope. I used to have a neighbour who helped me, but she is also growing old now, so I couldn't ask her again for anything. Nothing is too much trouble for Rita. Her presence has made a difference even in my street, as everyone on the street knows her and knows she comes on a Friday. You hear people saying, "Rita is here today." She has an exceptional nature. She is marvellous. Service user testimonial from Anne Marie in the London Borough of Brent. I have been absolutely delighted with Rita. She is patient and understanding, and we chat a lot. We come from completely different religions, and I respect the way she goes to the temple and she lights my statue of the Virgin Mary with a candle in front of it. She really understands my problem. She helps me to go to the post office to get my money, and I trust her completely with my card if I'm struggling to put it into the machine. She can see what I need and is very empathetic. She helps me with my blue badge and is getting difficult for me to use my computer, and she is very good at that as well. Rita told me right at the beginning what she could do for me, and she has been so helpful. If this was Trustpilot, I would give her 5 out of 5. Home Visiting Services by Caroline Adamson in Haringey and Bina Padia in Barnet. Service user testimonial from Chand in the London Borough of Haringey. I don't even know how to say it. I have no words to speak about this organisation. Caroline, the support worker, is wonderful. Since I joined with her, I feel so happy, so relieved. I go to the monthly coffee mornings too, and there I have picked up so much information about things that can help me. People there tell me about things like attendance allowance, which have helped me so much. I'm now registered as visually impaired thanks to Caroline. She told me what I should be saying to people at the hospitals when I go for my appointments. This has made an enormous difference to me. I can ask Caroline if I have any questions about anything. I have no words to speak about this organisation. I feel so relieved when I go home after the meeting, after having had a chance to talk and to listen. Service user testimonial from Alibay in the London Borough of Haringey. Caroline, support worker, helped me with my vision to read letters. She helped me make appointments to help with moving house and to find suitable local swimming classes. I'm very happy for all her help and support. I'm currently on the waiting list for Tomasz, MAB IT Digital Support and Advisor, who will visit me and help me to choose a better mobile phone, more suitable for my needs. In the following service user testimonials, the home visiting service was provided by Bina Padia in the London Borough of Barnet. The mobile IT and digital support services was provided by Tomasz Suberski, and the rapid response counselling service was provided by Rahil Razvi. Service user testimonial from pseudonym Ishan, London Borough of Barnet. I'm very happy with MAB. I have received so much help from Bina, support worker, and from Rahil, the rapid response counsellor. Bina comes to me every 2 weeks and she helps me with so many things. She reads the paper for me. She's brought me a radio cassette and a talking clock. She's helped me to get an energy meter, which is saving me so much money. Every time she leaves me, she says I'm to phone her if I need anything. I've also benefited so much from talking to Raheel. Before, I had so much anxiety. I would do things over and over again, believing that if I didn't do them, then something bad would happen. I would, for example, never stop praying. I was so worried. I would also keep putting a letter in one place, then take it out and put it back again. Doing the same thing over and over again, trying to stop my fear that something bad would happen. Speaking to Raheel has helped me enormously. I'm no longer like that. I still have problems. I still struggle to sleep at night sometimes, but I'm much, much better. I want to say thank you to MAB. You are a fantastic organisation. Service user testimonial from Eugene in the London Borough of Barnet. I will be having my last IT training session next week. The training has been wonderful for me. I am not able to type and use the keyboard. For the phone, I can do WhatsApp and VoiceOver and use things like ChatGPT. The training has been a life changer. Some months back when I was doing the employment service at MAB, I had to ask people to type things for me. Now I can do it all myself. I use my phone every day to communicate, like now when you phone me. I could pick up the phone by myself without having to ask anyone to do it for me. I can make calls on my own. This has given me a degree of independence. Service user testimonial from pseudonym Evelyn in the London Borough of Barnet. I'm nearly 90 years old. No one else in my family has reached this age, I'm pleased to say. But it's hard when everything is going wrong with me. I have vertigo, a heart problem, I struggle with breathing, the arthritis is a nightmare, and now I'm also losing my sight. I end up at the hospital 4 times a week, all for different things. Worst of all, I'm not needed by anyone anymore. And I sometimes reflect on the fact that it has been 12 years since anyone made me a cup of tea. Then I chastise myself for moaning like that. Fortunately, I have my sense of humour, which means that on the days when things are tough and I complain to myself like that, I also call myself all sorts of names that would make a sailor blush. Bina, the support worker, has been extremely helpful to me in my life. She has linked me with Peter, who is a buddy. Peter visits me regularly, and although I cannot do girly things with him, like go to a shop and feel the fabric of clothes, I love clothing, he does have an interest in gardening, and I love gardening too. So we get to talk about plants and gardens whenever he visits me. He was also extremely helpful in helping me to sort out my doorbell, which is now working. On a practical level, Peter has been fantastic. I'm also pleased to say that I have got to the top of the IT training waiting list. Tomáš will be visiting me next week, and I'm hoping that he'll be able to help me with things like magnifying my television so that I can still see some of my programmes. Using my phone is also a challenge. It's hit and miss whether I hit a dot or a semicolon. Volunteers needed in the boroughs of Barnet, Brent, Ealing, Enfield, Haringey, Harrow, Hillingdon, Hounslow and Richmond. You can make a real difference. MAB Services and News. We're pleased to introduce the MAB team. Valerie Hill, Chief Executive Officer. Patricia Odina, Operations Manager. Catherine Holtzhausen, Fundraiser. Shaheen Tupchian, Bookkeeper, Admin Assistant. Tomáš Suberski, Mobile IT and Digital Services Trainer in 5 boroughs. Mark Davis, Mobile IT and Digital Services Trainer in 4 boroughs. John Monkhouse, Employment Services Officer. Maggie Dawson, Braille Tutor. Nazreen Akhtar, Office Administrator. Raheel Razvi, Rapid Response Counsellor in all 9 boroughs. Bina Padia, Barnet Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Rita Shah, Brent Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Chanel Mahay, Ealing Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Ruth Gaskin, Enfield Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Caroline Adamson, Haringey Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Alison Bicknell, Harrow Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Joanne White, Hillingdon Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Camilla Konieczny, Hounslow Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Louise Martin, Richmond Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Hasmuk Mehta and Mark Hill, Head Office Volunteers. From all of us at MAB, thank you for your valuable contribution. We are very grateful for the hard work and dedication of all our team members, past and present, and thank them for always striving to make a positive difference to the lives of people with a visual impairment. Envision. This is a free online resource dedicated to helping people live better by seeing better. They recently published an educational guide to navigating the internet for individuals with low vision or blindness. Our free resource covers the built-in tools that make sites more accessible for people with vision loss. Please take a look at envisioncentres.com/internet-accessibility-guide/. Volunteering with MAB. My Journey of Empathy and Impact by Peter Lewinson. When I first started volunteering with the Middlesex Association for the Blind, MAB, I didn't fully appreciate how much this role would deepen my understanding of community, resilience, and the quiet strength in everyday moments. Over time, what began as a simple desire to help turned into one of the most rewarding parts of my life. Understanding MAB's mission. MAB is a registered charity serving people with visual impairment across 9 London boroughs: Barnet, Brent, Ealing, Enfield, Haringey, Harrow, Hillingdon, Hounslow and Richmond. Their mission is to support blind and partially sighted people to lead independent, empowered lives. They offer a wide range of services, including home visiting. Volunteers and support workers visit people in their homes to help with practical tasks, provide companionship and reduce isolation. Braille and IT training, teaching essential skills to help with literacy and digital access, and showcasing specialist equipment and providing support and advice. Employment advice, helping people with sight loss build or re-establish careers. Counselling and peer support, a rapid response service offering emotional support to those adjusting to sight loss. Social clubs, regular social gatherings, coffee mornings, and even a trike club for group outings. What I do as a volunteer. My role is primarily as a home visiting volunteer. It is surprisingly flexible. I give just 1 or 2 hours a week, and that small commitment makes a big difference. During visits, I might help read mail, assist with shopping, or simply spend time chatting. These interactions are more than practical support. They build a bridge, reducing loneliness and fostering trust. MAB supports volunteers properly. I went through an application process, provided references, had a DBS check and training. What I love is how the organisation helps me understand sight loss better. The training isn't just about what to do, but how to be a compassionate, empathetic presence. Moments that mattered. A simple conversation. Once, I read aloud a letter to someone who was visually impaired. After I finished, they paused, took my hand and thanked me. It was a moment of connection that made the practical task feel deeply human. Trying the trike. MAB's Trike Club is a highlight. The trikes are specially designed so that volunteers steer while the visually impaired riders pedal. Riding alongside someone, wind in your hair, chatting about life, felt like friendship on wheels. Tech empowerment. At one point, I helped someone learn to use a screen reader on their computer. Seeing their face when they realised they could navigate the internet independently, that was powerful. Why I volunteer and why it matters. Fostering independence. By supporting people in their homes, I help them maintain control over their lives. It is not charity in the stereotypical sense, it's partnership. Building meaningful relationships. Volunteering isn't just about doing tasks, it's about sharing stories, laughter and sometimes silence. That shared humanity is its own reward. Raising awareness. Through MAB, I am part of a broader effort to challenge misconceptions about blindness and sight loss. The charity also does fantastic advocacy and education in the community. Personal growth. Volunteering has taught me patience, listening, and humility. It has shaped how I see people, not through their limitations, but through their strengths. Challenges and lessons. Time commitment. Even though just an hour or two a week is required, building trust means consistency. That commitment has stretched me in a good way. Emotional load. Listening to someone's fears and frustrations can be heavy, but MAB provides support and supervision for volunteers. Learning curve. Understanding assistive technologies and how to communicate effectively takes effort. Training really helps. The bigger picture, MAB's impact. MAB's work is deeply rooted in the community. Their Outlook magazine, for example, is published in large print, braille, USB and email formats, making sure people with sight loss stay connected. The charity's long history, supporting people since 1922, also speaks volumes about its enduring relevance. Because of volunteers like me, MAB can reach more people in need. Their home visiting service supports over 700 people. Final thoughts. Volunteering for the Middlesex Association for the Blind has been more than just giving back. It has been a journey of mutual respect, personal challenge, and meaningful connections. Every visit, every conversation, every shared laugh has reinforced for me how vital community is and how small acts can make a big difference. If you're thinking about volunteering yourself, I can't recommend MAB enough. Whether you want to be a befriender, help with technology, or even support their social clubs and outreach events, there's a place for you, and trust me, you'll get more than you give. Bina Padia, Barnet Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Employment Services Officer, John Monkhouse. Service User Testimonial from Bonnie, London Borough of Barnet. The course has been incredibly helpful to me, particularly in terms of building my confidence. It also helped me to brush up on a number of my skills. I found it beneficial to be working through things in a logical, methodical way, and I felt like I could make progress as a result of that. I worked for 12 years as a subtitler for Sky and took voluntary severance in 2018. I'm now looking for an admin job, and I feel that the course has helped me gain direction for my search. The course had a rounded approach, taking into consideration both the big things and the small things. I was very pleased to have done it, and I now feel much more confident as I look for my next position. Volunteer Recognition Scheme. Room to Reward Hotel Breaks for Hidden Heroes is a unique volunteer recognition charity created to say thank you to the hidden heroes, inspirational volunteers who give up their time to make a difference to those who need it most. Room to Reward Hotels and Holiday Parks partners donate their unsold rooms for a break. In 2025, MAB, with the help of our support workers, nominated the following five MAB volunteers as hidden heroes and recipients of a Room to Reward hotel break. In the London Borough of Barnet, Peter Lewinson. The London Borough of Enfield, Stacey Wood and Donna Hulkyard. And the London Borough of Hounslow, Ratner Ghosh and Mark Pritchard. We are delighted to announce that all five nominations were successful recipients of a hotel break for their choosing. Each volunteer also received a Hidden Hero certificate. It is wonderful to hear about the impact our volunteers have made in the lives of MAB service users and humbling to witness such an enduring friendship stemming from wanting to give back to your community. Please accept our renewed thanks for your stellar support over the years. It is thanks to people like you that we can continue to carry on our work, reach many residents in need, and make a positive difference to their lives. Congratulations and thank you. Other news. Heartwarming feedback sent to the CEO. Dear Valerie, following my mother's appointment with your colleague Mark Davis, I think, last Monday, I would like to offer some feedback from our experience. Mark was extremely helpful and informative. He listened and understood my mum's needs and offered advice on possible equipment and support that might assist her, including things we were previously unaware of and would not have known about at all, but for Mark sharing his knowledge with us. It is very confusing knowing which team to approach for what service and support, and time with Mark helped guide us. Mark spoke of Joanne, the key worker coordinator, who may also be able to help my mum. I believe MAB's role in seeking to meet face-to-face with patients in offering support is a vital resource to the community who need this attention to help improve the quality of their lives when their sight deteriorates, especially when it is sudden and they've not experienced sight loss previously in their lives. It is a scary time for people, especially the elderly and those who live alone, and so I'm grateful for Mark's outreach program set up with Kerry's support at the hospital. It makes people feel they are not alone in such difficult times. I rang MAB and spoke to Hasmuk and found him very approachable and his manner on the phone very considerate of my mother's needs and how we can best access the service needed. Having personable members of staff who can relate to people makes a big difference and exactly what your clients need in their challenging circumstances, rather than the impersonal service of staff in other larger organisations where people are just another caller, etc. I do wish you all the very best in your efforts to develop and improve your service, which is person-centred and a vital personal point of contact and support for clients with sight loss and who may be feeling isolated and vulnerable. I wish you every success. Kind regards, Kate Anderson. On behalf of Breeder, Bridget Anderson. Bridget Anderson is the MAB service user. Kate Anderson is the daughter of the service user. Hasmuk Mehta is the head office reception volunteer. Mark Davis is the IT and digital support and advisor. And Joanne White is the Hillingdon support worker. A father's testimonial. Amrit is visually impaired, and he also has special needs as someone who has Down syndrome. So he has a double whammy there. Your organisation, MAB, has helped us considerably. Over the years, you've done things like bring him a radio. Amrit doesn't like to watch TV as it hurts his eyes, but with the radio he can sit in his room and listen to things like football and concerts. Bina, support worker, has recently matched him with a new volunteer, Matt. He had a volunteer before called Adrian, who visited him for over 10 years until he moved out of the borough. Adrian still sees him, though, as they've become friends. The new volunteer, Matt, has come with Bina, and he will be coming back again next week to take Amrit out on his own. It is good for Amrit to do things without his parents. He loves going to the gym, and Matt is therefore going to take him there for sessions. We are building that relationship with Matt now. The other thing that is valuable about MAB is that Bina is on the end of the phone. We can phone her whenever we have any questions or concerns. Amrit Patel is the MAB service user. Praful Patel is the father of the MAB service user. Adrian Todd is the service user's former MAB volunteer and now friend. Matthew Toy is the service user's new MAB volunteer. Bina Padia is the MAB Barnet support worker and volunteer coordinator. Haringey VIP Social Club members. Haringey VIP Social Club attendees would like to pay tribute to Brenda Roach, who sadly passed away recently. Brenda was appreciated for her courage to speak up and put into words how they felt about the challenges faced in regard to sight loss and accessing services. She was a tenacious advocate for people with visual impairments in the borough and will be very much missed. Haringey support worker, Caroline Adamson. British Wireless for the Blind Fund. Our free audio devices unlock a world of audio content for people living with sight loss. We provide accessible audio devices and apps for free to people living with sight loss in the UK. Explore the range of radios, Alexa devices and other equipment given on free loan to the visually impaired. RNIB Eye Care Liaison Officers, ECLOS. Eye Care Liaison Officers, ECLOS. Eye Care Liaison Officers, ECLOS, have lots of knowledge on eye conditions and on helpful local and national services. By offering dedicated individual care, ECLOS can talk to you about your worries and give you advice on how to lessen the impact your eye condition may have on your life. ECLOS act as an important bridge between health and social services and are central to the support and well-being of patients in eye clinics. They also help prevent avoidable sight loss by talking through treatment and helping people to understand their medication if necessary. The RNIB's ECLOS are an integral part of available sight loss advice services. What kind of support can an ECLO give? ECLOS are there to provide you with up-to-date information and put you in touch with useful services by making referrals on your behalf. They can advise you on eye conditions, welfare benefits you may be entitled to, remaining in employment or retraining, mental health and emotional well-being, children's services and where to get help, voluntary organisations and local support groups. ECLOS are also able to explain the process of becoming registered as blind or partially sighted and the benefits of being registered. They can work with people of all ages, but some may specialise in working with people of a specific age group, such as older people. However, all ECLOS will provide you with support and advice if you ask for it. Family, friends and carers. With your permission, ECLOS are happy to open discussions with people close to you who may be affected by your sight condition. Medical questions. You should speak to your ophthalmologist, hospital eye doctor, about any medical queries. Referrals. Your ECLO may be asked to see you in the clinic by an ophthalmologist or optometrist or a nurse. You can also ask to see an ECLO independently, which is something we encourage. All referrals to ECLOs are optional. Even if you've been advised to see one, you don't have to if that is what you prefer. You may, however, want to see the ECLO during a later stage of your diagnosis. This option is available to you at any time, even if you've previously declined the option. For more information or for referral to the ECLO in your area, please call the helpline at 0303 123 9999. The following London hospitals have an ECLO service. Great Ormond Street Hospital, London, WC1N3JH. Western Eye Hospital, London, NW15QH. King's College Hospital, London, SE59RS. Royal Free Hospital, London, NW32QG. Mile End Hospital, London, E14DG. St Anne's Hospital, London, N15 3TH. Charing Cross Hospital, London, W68RF. St George's Hospital, Moorfields Eye Clinic, London, SW17OQT. Central Middlesex Hospital, London, NW107NS. Whipps Cross University Hospital, London, E111NR. Croydon University Hospital, Surrey, CR77YE. Kingston Hospital, Surrey, KT27QB. Edgware Community Hospital, Middlesex, HA8OAD. Ealing Hospital, Middlesex, UB13HW. Northwick Park Hospital, Middlesex, HA13UJ. Barking Hospital, Essex, IG119LX. And Sir Ludwig Gutmann Health and Wellbeing Centre, E21AS. RNIB Eye Care Support Pathway, supporting you at every stage of your journey, from having your initial appointment, to having your diagnosis confirmed, to support after your diagnosis, to living well with your condition. Helping you to understand your eye care journey, understand your diagnosis, and access emotional and practical support. MAB IT and Digital Training Services. Training, advice, support, demonstrations. Visit our website at www.aftb.org.uk or call 020 8423 5141. Eye Matter, a daily multi-activity peer support group for people with a visual impairment. Zoom online meetings and monthly meetups in London. Activities include cookery, poetry, chair yoga, book club, audio describe Zumba sessions, sailing day and picnic break, Tate Modern private audio describe tour, neurobics, aerobics for the memory, sports taster days, audio describe chair yoga, social group gathering, drama improvisation, quiz time, mental health wellbeing group, discuss and swap survival hacks, and listen and sing along sessions. For more information, contact Susie at iMatter. Call 07968 722 664 or email info@imatter.org.uk. Middlesex Association for the Blind Employment Service, a Clear Vision to Employment course. Contact us for more information on 020 8423 5141 or email employmentservice@aftb.org.uk. MAB Board of Trustees. Chair, Mr. Raj Mehta. Vice Chair, Mr. Barrett Hindosha. Treasurer, Mr. Nigel Liddell. Trustee, Ms. Rachel Goldberg. Trustee, Mr. Kazim Katak. Trustee, Mr. Raphael Menikin. Trustee, Mr. Nick McCabe. Trustee, Ms. Joshna Thakra. Trustee, Ms. Helen McGrath. Trustee, Ms. Jenny Yeo. And Trustee, Ms. Mena Shah. Inner Vision Orchestra, the world's only professional ensemble of blind musicians offering a series of music workshops and performances by blind musicians for blind people, for all levels of ability and experience. For more information, go to www.balujimusicfoundation.org/inner-vision-orchestra. That's www.balujimusicfoundation.org/inner-vision-orchestra. Seeable Holidays for the Blind and Partially Sighted. Seeable's mission is to provide accessible, tailored holidays to the visually impaired community. Amazing inclusive trips with local sighted guides and tailored activities to suit your needs and enjoy a stress-free holiday. For more information, telephone 020-3375-6947 or visit the website at www.seeable.co.uk. That's www.seeable.co.uk. Alstom donation. A very big thank you to Alstom, who presented MAB with a generous donation of £7,050. Representatives from Alstom attended the Barnet VIP Club in November 2025 for a cheque handover and a photo opportunity. Thank you also to Bina, MAB support worker for Barnet, who was instrumental in securing the donation and for hosting our funders on the day. MAB VIP Social Clubs. The meetings are a chance for people to get together and make new friends. Through socialising at the clubs, people who are new to visual impairment are inspired by the people they meet. It is an opportunity to share challenges and victories and to make social connections that go beyond the life of the monthly meeting. We currently run monthly clubs in all 9 boroughs. Barnet. Our Barnet VIP Club runs from 11am to 1pm on the last Thursday of every month at St Margaret's United Reformed Church, Victoria Road, Finchley, N3 1BD. Brent. Our Brent VIP Club runs from 10:30am to 12:30pm on the first Monday of each month at the Sudbury Methodist Church, 809 Harrow Road, Wembley, London, HAO2LP. Ealing. Our Ealing VIP Club Coffee Morning runs from 10am to 1pm on the third Thursday of each month at the William Habane Centre, 1 St Dunstan's Road, W72EY. Our seasonal Ealing Trike Club usually runs from 10am to 1pm on the last Wednesday of the month, from March to October only, in Walpole Park, Mattock Lane, W5 5EQ. Enfield. Our Enfield VIP Drop-In Centre runs from 11am to 1pm on the first Tuesday of each month at Enfield Foyer, 279 to 281 4 Street, Edmonton, N9 OPD. Haringey. Our Haringey VIP Club runs from 11am to 1pm on the second Wednesday of each month at the Ability Hub, the Arcade, 195 High Road, Wood Green, N22 6XD. Harrow. Our Harrow Open Eyes VIP Club runs from 10:30am to 12:30pm on the last Wednesday of each month at Wildstone Library, 38 to 40 High Street, Wildstone, HA8 7AE. Hillingdon. Our Hillingdon VIP Club runs from 10:30am to 12:30pm on the last Thursday of each month at Christchurch, Redford Way, Belmont Road, Uxbridge, UB8 1SZ. Hounslow. Our Hounslow VIP Club usually runs from 11am to 1pm on the third Tuesday of the month at Holy Trinity Church, Cafe Area, 6 High Street, Hounslow, TW3 1HG. Richmond. Our Richmond VIP Club runs from 10:30am to 12:30pm on the third Monday of each month at Duke Street Church, Living Meeting Room, Duke Street, Quadrant Road, Richmond, TW9 1DH. For more details about our social clubs, please visit our website www.aftb.org.uk or call 020 8423 5141. Contact numbers. Borough Coordinators' contact numbers. In Barnet, Bina Padia, 07594 625 215. Brent and Barnett, Rita Shah, 07510 127 893. Ealing, Chanel Mahay, 07387 101 631. Enfield, Ruth Gaskin, 07858 311 410. Haringey, Caroline Adamson, 07754 875 175. Harrow, Alison Bicknell, 07387 101 632. Hillingdon, Joanne White, 07387 101 630. Hounslow, Camilla Konieczny, 07511 826 892. Richmond, Louise Martin, 07503 671179. Sensory Services Team contact numbers. Barnett, 020-8359-5000. Brent, 020-8937-4300. Ealing, 020-8825-6230. Enfield, 020-8379-1001. Haringey, 020-8489-8900. Harrow, 020-8901-2680. Hillingdon, 01895-556-633. Hounslow, 020-8583-3100. And Richmond, 020-8891-7971. Contributing to Outlook, we welcome contributions to the newsletter. Please send your articles to Patricia Odina at patricia@aftb.org.uk. This edition of Outlook is produced by Middlesex Association for the Blind, Suite 18, Free Trade House, Lowther Road, Stanmore, Middlesex, HA7 1EP. Telephone 020-8423-5141. Email info@aftb.org.uk. Website www.aftb.org.uk. Registered charity number 207007. Find us on Facebook at Middlesex Blind. Find us on Instagram, Middlesex Blind. And find us on LinkedIn, Middlesex Association for the Blind. Are you receiving this newsletter in your preferred format? Outlook is produced in the following formats: large print, Braille, on USB or email. It's also available online in print and audio formats at www.aftb.org.uk/outlook-magazine/. So that we can keep our records up to date, please telephone us if you move address or would like to receive Outlook in a different format. Telephone 020 8423 5141. Alternatively, please email Patricia at patricia@aftb.org.uk. Magnifico, the magnifier company. Established in 1999, many thanks to the Magnifier Company for their free sample magnifiers for our service user demonstrations. They offer a selection of magnifying glasses, Fresnel lenses, magnifier lamps, loops, linen testers, and low vision aids. For more information, go to www.magnifyingglasses.co.uk. Evenbreak, a job board for disabled candidates. Thank you all for your support. A big thank you to the Management and Community Champion team at Morrison Supermarket, Honeypot Lane, Queensbury, London, NW9 6RN, for allocating free car parking spaces to MAB service users and staff. Special thanks also to all our volunteers for their continued support. To the Management and Community Champion team at Tesco Superstore, Ballards Lane, Finchley, N31XP, a big thank you for your continued support of our VIP Barnett monthly coffee mornings. Our sincere thanks to the following for allowing us to place MAB collection boxes on their premises. Joe's Bacon Bite, 5 Queensbury Station Parade, HA85NP. Bath Road Pharmacy, 115-117 Bath Road, Hounslow, TW3 3BT. Seven Oaks Court, Copswood Way, Northwood, HA6 2TW. Thank you to Barnet Coptall Leisure for hosting MAB monthly activity days. To all our Trust, Foundation, Borough and corporate donors, without you we would not exist. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you. That was the end of the Middlesex Association for the Blind Outlook Edition Winter 2025-2026, recorded by Calibre Audio and narrated by Emma Scott.